This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Jody.
Yeah.
James O'Keefe, Project Veritas Action. How are you? Hi, we have your campaign staffers on tape admitting to using campaign money to pay for migrants. And I just have to ask you, we already have you on tape. This is your campaign workers. I'd like to get your comment, ma'am.
Thank you. I said no comment.
Well, this video is about to go public.
It just made me really concerned, because I know that we're using some of the campaign resources to help orphan migrants, and I just didn't want anyone to get in trouble with that. I didn't want them to ask me any questions about people using resources.
Perhaps you have more friends. I'm going to show you this. Don't worry.
Yeah, one of them is not active.
I told you.
Yeah.
I have the messages to prove it. So. Yeah.
So you told Jody or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I told Jody and I told my director.
Okay. Andrea Reyes says that she would tell you. They're not advertising it. They're using campaign funds to pay for money. Well, actually, you did comment. You're in the video right here. I'll play you. There you are.
Using the campaign resources.
You said don't worry about using campaign resources. It's a violation of Section 1001. It's an FEC violation. Do you have any comment?
Questions about people using resources.
Excuse me. Do you have any comment? All right, guys, we'll see you on the internet. Well, you just saw Jody, the campaign manager, repeatedly saying she doesn't have a comment. We have all their people on video. There's nothing much to say. The video speaks for itself, and now they'll have to answer for it. Reporting outside of the Beto campaign headquarters in El Paso, Texas, is James O'Keefe from Project Veritas Action.
Obama ran the open border.
You're listening to the Alex Jones.
Obama said, let in whoever can come to the border. This has been going on for 6-7 years. And now Trump's trying to stop it. So they act like it's not going on. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from break, it's on InfoWars.com. The only other place it is at MasterCard's website. They officially brag that they are working with the UN to fund the migrant invasion with $1,000 per leg. $1,000 per leg. Some of these people have gone up to 6 legs from Venezuela and are now on the final leg of the Venezuelan invasion force. They're calling them Hondurans. That's the last country they smashed through. By the time they get here, they'll call them Mexicans. Almost all of them are Venezuelans and Hondurans waving their own flags and declaring the destruction of our nation. Screaming, down with the USA, burning American flags, because they're who the UN organized. So, of course, Beto O'Rourke and his campaign offices are like, to the low levels, is it all right to give them money and all this stuff? Well, of course it's okay to give them prepaid credit cards. I talked to the higher-ups. They say it's all right. It's meant to be compartmentalized. Does Don Corleone know we're running whorehouses? No, the Don doesn't know. Well, then I'm not going to do it. Well, the Don said it was all right. It's called compartmentalization, need to know. It's all right here. Look at this. UN MasterCard supplying migrants with prepaid bank cards. That is europe.infowars.com. It's linked up on infowars.com. But look, people are like, oh, yeah, right, Alex Jones. It's been unearthed. Look at this. Unearthed. Officially, MasterCard and George Soros to explore private sector solutions to societal challenges. That was in January. 11 months ago. Oh, Soros, he's not involved. And it says, He's directly funding with MasterCard the UN operation with taxpayer money. And here it is from MasterCard, from the MasterCard website. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months, a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Coming up, I'm going to open the phones. In fact, I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to go to your calls on these big subjects.
This information, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. We are back live here, 4 days out. When you study this, and you know basically every angle of it, and you turn on the news, or you read the New York Times, and it says George Soros is not involved with the UN, George Soros is not involved with open borders, George Soros is not involved with the migrant caravan, no one's funding it, it's all by itself. And then you can pull up Forbes, AP, Reuters, Dallas Morning News. This year, George Soros going, I'm helping the poor migrants with the UN, and we're funding it. So it's a positive article. They admit he's doing it. But if we say it's wrong or illegal to be doing this human smuggling, they go, we're not doing anything. In fact, there's not even caravans. But then Michael Moore told the truth in a twisted way. He said, these caravans have been going on for many years. That's right. There's caravans already smashed across. The Border Patrol can't stop them. They're outgunned 100 to 1 in Beto O'Rourke's so-called town where he carpet bags in El Paso. And there's the Project Veritas video on InfoWars.com going viral right now of Beto O'Rourke's campaign people admitting that they're giving them the prepaid credit cards and food and bus tickets and everything else to go to the next destination. What do they say? Catholic charities and other, well, we call them churches, and then the guy laughs. The left then manages the groups they bring in, put them in cheap housing, and then milk the welfare off of them. They'll then put them in factories working, owned by Democrats, in towns they control where there's no inspection, and then they don't even give them their paychecks, and they tell them, you don't complain about this, or we'll have you shipped back to Venezuela. This is all on record. This is how the Democrats work, folks. They bring in really poor Muslim groups and have them work in factories. And it's always run by a liberal Muslim who's over it. Very, very, very sick. These are sick, exploitive, evil people that will destroy what middle class and economy we have. This is their plan. And it is mind-boggling that we've gotten to this point. And you've got the illegal alien invaders, the military-age men all over, burning and killing and attacking and blocking roads and carjacking. And the French domestic minister, interior minister, said yesterday, we have already collapsed in many cities. Civilization is gone. The roads aren't working. Everything is collapsing. If we don't start now stopping this, we will collapse completely in 5 years. That's red alert, red alert, red alert. This is the plan. The multinationals are collapsing the first world to bring in a new age of total tyranny where there's a huge group of poor people and a tiny group of owners. And all the big tech heads and all the big elites pay no taxes. And they fund race-based politics everywhere. And now, hundreds of times worse than I've ever seen. Every globalist paper is whites are inherently an evil group. Whites must be genocided. Whites must be removed. Whites are the problem. And it's always big, giant, evil, fat demons like Michael Moore who are white. New York Times, should I give up on white people? White people, the number one terror threat in the world. White people, I mean, I've got all these clips. Oprah Winfrey, we need to get rid of, kill all these, all you old white people, they need to just die. But she's meeting at the most elite UN global secret meetings for world population reduction, and her job is to target Africans. These are sick people, folks. They're targeting everybody. Oh, but look, Texas voter info, Beto O'Rourke gets almost half of his donations from Soros Act Blue, according to federal documents. Here's another one. Cash assistance empowers refugees and asylum seekers in Greece. That's officially from the European Union Civil Protection Humanitarian Aid Group that brings in the invaders and then brainwashes them. UN MasterCard supplying migrants with prepaid bank cards. Where did we get this at NewsWars.com? Or did Dan Lyman, with the great work he does, get that? He got it from mainstream news. Oh, from MasterCard itself in press releases. MasterCard and George Soros to explore. This was 9 months ago. Private sector solutions to societal challenges. Oh, and look. There it is. World Refugee Day. MasterCard.com. Here, zoom in. MasterCard.com. It says they're working all over the world, from North Africa to the Middle East to Central and South America, North America, on track to support the migrants. They always show a little girl, not military-age men, raping or burning your house down, or burning your car up, coming to help you have flexibility and dignity. They don't want to help them in their own third-world country. No, 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 no. They're going to bring them here, and they're going to control them. MasterCard prepaid debt cards provide refugees with mobility, flexibility, and dignity. And where is it from? MasterCard.com. And guess who they list in here? George Soros, who they say isn't involved in anything. No, no, he didn't do anything. New York Times, Alex Jones must be taken completely off the air for defaming George Soros and saying that he's funding open borders. Well, that's just insane. He's only in thousands of interviews saying it for 25, 30 years. And, of course, Beto, whatever his stupid name is, beta male, globalist. He's married to a billionaire heiress. He's filthy rich. His mother's a famous Democrat. He gets up and says, my mother's a Republican. 100% pure lies. But he did tell the truth. He said, I think we need to ban all of the semi-automatic rifles. He hates you. He just lives to destroy Texas. They hate strength. They hate honor. They hate will. They don't want to bring in migrants and get them into America and make them love America and we love them. They want to poison them with leftist venom while he gets up to the public and tells them, I'm red, white, and blue. Sounds like a cross between Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama. He's a joke. He's a hit-and-run criminal. He's a fraud. He's the enemy of this country. And he's been caught lying on federal forms to take campaign money from all sorts of multinational groups and then give it to human smugglers. Human smugglers. We just put up with the Democrats, let them just do whatever they want. So why shouldn't they? They're going to steal big. George Soros MasterCard to partner to aid migrants and refugees. Reuters 2017. Almost 2 years ago, right after Trump gets elected, Reuters. But I tell you this, Trump tells you this, oh, that he's funding them with these cards and cash, and we track the groups back that it's him publicly, it's not even hidden, and they just go, Man, I tell you, we got to do something about the right-wing lie machine. Yeah, that Lou Dobbs needs to get fired. That Matt Drudge is evil. Yeah, Trump's crazy. He said that there's a group bringing him in. That's preposterous. Thousands of articles with George Soros bragging that he overthrew the elected government and put Nazis in Ukraine who literally Heil Hitler. How did you feel working to round up the Jews with your godfather?
I felt nothing. It was happy-making time. Actually, it was the best time of my life.
Do you feel any guilt?
No. Actually, I feel no guilt. It's quite nice, actually.
How dare Jones talk about him, the Holocaust survivor, but that he helped the Nazis. There's nothing that Jones won't do.
Oh, my gosh. New York Times yesterday, huge article. The right wing's crazy. They think Soros has power.
He gave $32 billion this year to crush America. Can American red blood and common sense beat $32 billion? The Republicans aren't even spending $1 billion on the whole campaign. They got us outnumbered 30+1.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, to turn music that pretty off, isn't it? I've actually read the history books that even had scans in them of big broad-page newspapers in England 200 years ago. And they were worried about one group. They weren't worried about the French or the Spanish empires, the Portuguese empires, or the Dutch empire that they were back and forth fighting with, usually allied with the Dutch. They were worried about Napoleon, you know, some during that period, but they were worried about the American system. Because they said, if you let everybody not have to get government licenses, you don't have to be a lord under the royal system. If everybody can go out and be prosperous, all the invention, all the science, everything's going to come out of this country. When the U.S. was only like 20 years old, it was already so successful that everyone was jealous of it. Except, strangely enough, historically, there was this weird thing because the czars were using competition with the British Empire, so they kind of liked the U.S. And the French did as well, but that was mainly playing empires off against each other. But they talked about the American system, and we've got to, quote, strangle it in its crib. I mean, why does everybody want to get here if it's so bad? Because we had a little more freedom, a lot more freedom in some cases than other places, to innovate. If you were born in Italy 200 years ago, 100 years ago, if you weren't from the right class, you went nowhere. You didn't have a chance to get out of what your family had been for thousands of years. And it's the same thing all over the world. It's like that in Japan. It's like that in everywhere. And America had this idea, and the idea spread. People didn't wear jackets like this and outfits like this. People didn't have universities. They didn't have three branches of government. They didn't have the way Supreme Courts were set up, everything. We did that. We did it. We did it. And it didn't take militaries or anything to enforce that. It was better. It worked better. Everyone imitated it because everyone imitates success. Now, fast forward. We've become decadent. We've become corrupt. We've been infiltrated by really bad groups that want to use our power to project power, but at the same time are fearful of the power, that it might rise again. And these sick, evil monopoly men have to be dealt with. And everything we're dealing with now is the overhang of the robber barons' attempt. About 120 years ago, they had full-page articles in Banking Digest that I've read on air and shown you. Years ago, I need to go back through all the stuff I used to do, you know, over a decade ago, just proving this stuff existed. But back then, it was an open conspiracy. It was Americans are more literate than anyone else in the world on average. They're all reading, and they're addicted to it. And the culture is about being rugged and individual and very aggressive and indomitable. And they've got statements like, the Greek Iliads may have been fantasy, but we've actually raised what looks like, you know, the 300. It's stuff like that. And it's just like everywhere they won't put up with our crap. No one will lay that you down to us. Now the blacks are picking it up. I mean, it's got these racist statements like that the blacks were being empowered and becoming free with Christian groups. And they're just like, we got to get a handle on this right now. And globalism and everything you've seen is an attempt to seduce, overtake, use America's power. Small geographically, 4% of the world's population, we had half the wealth, 54% in 1958. So you know why I'm frustrated all the time? It's outrageously ridiculous how obvious this is. And that Trump is Americana and is very, very pragmatic. And it's just like, why take the most powerful, beautiful, awesome, cool thing and crap all over it because you're intimidated by it? Why not ride the thing to victory? And why does Hollywood have this? I don't want to be profane here on air, but it's the only term that works. Why do they have the needle, you know what, syndrome? Where they just got to run everything in the ground, man. These are bad people. And the left and the globalists are in a concerted effort with, who do I always tell you? The Chi-Coms, the UN, the top megabanks, the propagandist Hollywood scum, the unelected EU. And that's the combine with huge third world populations they've enslaved and exploited, that they are then rampaging into Europe and rampaging into America because they want to fully capture our republics and not have real voting anymore by the outsider checkmate to literally exploit the West and turn us into giant warmock, juggernaut, hell ships. You think Hitler was bad? If the United States goes pure evil like they've been trying to do, we are screwed. We have a responsibility to not let these people take over. Just like Lindsey Graham finally, after McCain was gone, could be himself, and he said, my God, this is crap. And I tell you right now, you sure want power, and I hope you don't ever get it, because you're evil. And suddenly everybody goes from hating him to loving him, because he's being real. And he's saying, you people want a power, you hate America, you're a bunch of damn liars. Because it's what they are. I don't dislike these poor folks. But let me tell you something. In almost all Latin America now, they make the women go to factories and they give these kids UN-run formula where their brains are like a third smaller. There's big scandals all over the world where they had microloans and encourage women to go to work, but they had to sign off and take all these vaccines and drink this milk that doesn't have enough protein or fat. And you've got giant, you know, the IQ of Latin America is going straight down. Our IQ is going straight down. So you've got a bunch of like people that didn't get the milk they needed for their brains. They're the worst of the worst in those countries, organized by the UN to slam in with Reuters and AP and Forbes and Soros saying, we're going to bring America and Europe down with these invasion forces. And then it happens, and I'm showing you Reuters last segment. I'm showing you! And Lou Dobbs isn't even allowed to say it! He's allowed to say it's great if he's George Soros, but Lou Dobbs can't go, oh, look, Soros says he's funding it. Because George Soros dropped, in January of this year, $32 billion. He bought into PayPal. He bought into Facebook. He bought into Twitter. He bought into all the major groups. He funded all the Democrats with double, triple the money they've ever had. And that's just the beginning. They allowed this foreign Nazi collaborating globalist to dump $32 billion on the thing. The Republicans haven't dumped $1 billion in this election cycle, and they're doing everything they can to fight this. They're the rich elite, these Democrats, globally. He's doing it with your taxpayer money he's swindled over the years. He's matching funds from the UN that they get from the U.S., and we're fighting 32-1. And guess what? We're still kicking their butt. So that's why I'm so wound up, folks. This is our country really under 21st century warfare attack. And let me tell you who's listening. The president knows it's true because, I mean, I've done more studying than those generals he's got in that room with him on all these actual programs. Most of these guys play golf all day. I'm telling you what's going on here. And so the military, everybody's tuned in. So let the left not know what's going on. We know.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're really doing it. We saw the globalists building their plan to abolish the country for decades. The CFR sucking us dry. We began to warn people. We built defenses. Things came true. Our credibility went way up. They censored us. Credibility went up even more because we told you it was coming. Now the UN invasion force is here. It's just and so it's just incredible. We didn't just sit there on the bench. You didn't sit there on the bench. You got made fun of by your neighbors, by your family. Every cartoon movie made fun of New World Order, global government people. Now, yeah, world government's here. There's going to be a world cashless society. You don't do what we say. You don't buy and sell. Our credibility just went up even more. And so did the Bibles. Oh, my gosh. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're a believer in reality. But let me put out the big quantum statement. If you don't choose America, if you don't choose Trump, if you don't choose sovereignty, if you don't choose what works in capitalism and the sovereignty of the nation we paid for and built, and if you believe we're the worst thing in the world, then you're an idiot. I mean, the Chinese communists don't have nursing homes for 99% of the public. There isn't daycare. The children are chained to power poles, and there's piles of crap everywhere. You go work 15 hours, then you go sleep in a container, and maybe you get one meal a day. They want us to compete with that. You don't compete with it by going to its level. You demand they have projects for their own people and build them up. They're not doing that. They're only building up the weapon systems and the industrial power of the Chi-Coms to leverage out the U.S. and Europe because traitors in our own government went over there and set it up. And I, yeah, back out. That's a photo of a kid chained up at the power poles or at the light poles. So that's what goes on, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists are totally cold-blooded, and they know that you have a conscience. And so you see what the mainstream media, all these little cropped photos from a bigger photo of a woman holding her kid up, and there's a riot cop in front of her with a club. They don't pull the picture back, and you see guys throwing rocks at him 10 feet behind her. It just looks like he's about to hit a woman in the head. Meanwhile, he's just got a shield because five rocks are coming at him. But she's up there with the kid. She ought to have her ass thrown in prison. But you see all the photos that the media you've seen all over the last few months, in the last few weeks. The two-year-old baby held up. And there's the riot cop. But you notice he's not like this at her. He's not about to hit her. He's just like this with a shield. And then you see another photo of it. Oh, my God. And there is the group of people throwing firebombs and rocks at helicopters and just all of the insanity. And every last area that hasn't collapsed, it's got to be taken over. It's got to be taken over. It's got to be run down. It's got to be controlled. And the Democrats are there to organize them. The socialists are there to control them. Paul Joseph Watson, viral video, shows migrant caravan members throwing rocks at helicopter. Get it. Infowars.com. Get it out. Project Veritas has released unbelievable video out of the main headquarters down in South Texas where Beto's supposedly from. Peto's from. I'm sorry, Beto's the name, not Peto. And it's all there, ladies and gentlemen. And he's there with the UN. 50% of his funds come from Soros. That's Associated Press. And MasterCard and the UN funding all the illegals coming up to El Paso and McAllen where they're already there. They say, we've got a new caravan today. Everybody's like, well, the caravan hasn't gotten there yet. There's caravans every day. We've been down there for years. I begged listeners 5 years ago when we first got footage to make it a big deal and Drudge linked to it, and still no one covered it. Hundreds of buses a day, loaded with people. But on local news, it's like the United Nations is here running the refugee program, helping with the children. It's a bunch of military-aged men behind them. And I'm like, the UN, here's the document. The UN runs it. Shut up, Jones. The UN runs it. Oh, yeah, right, sure. Oh. Hey, look, they're killing cops all over the U.S. saying they got to go under Strong Cities Initiative where the UN is the new police board and runs them. And people go, oh, you're insane, when it's Loretta Lynch officially doing it. So that's what I'm getting at here is, folks, listen, we're under invasion. It's a consortium of corporations and dictatorships working in tandem to conquer what's left of the free world. And it doesn't mean America and Europe's perfect. But let me tell you something. We go down, Katie bar the door, because these globalists have got some really bad plans for you and your family, and they lie to you, show arrogantly, and they tell you these things. It's insane. Now, I'm going to give the number out. When we come back, I'm going to air this piece that I asked one of our great editors, McGreen, to put together this morning. He did it very quickly. Where John Stewart has come out from hiding, crawled out from under the rock he's hiding under, with the nice guy act. He's the good cop. You know, his brother is one of the top globalists. And, oh, yeah. And he, oh, he's there with Dave Chappelle, so it's all right. Dave Chappelle wants to bring everybody together, white and black. Man, I went to one of his shows, the most anti-white racist crap I ever heard. I left with my wife halfway into it. So let me tell you, he's got what he says in public, and then when he says something in an arena, I was like, my God, I'm getting out of here. But the point is that they're up there, the cool guys, and we come back, and man, they say, Trump's crazy. It's like he says it's Mad Max and Thunderdome when it's great in the Middle East and it's great in North Africa. It's great in Latin America. We need to bring all these people in. What the hell is he talking about? So we're going to juxtapose what he said with the video and the audio coming up. And then I'm going to give the number out right now. I'm going to take your calls throughout the entire third hour ahead of Joel Gilbert coming up at this number. But I want to take first-time callers. They haven't done that in about a week. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, or if you've been on hold at the end of the show and I didn't get to you, and I apologize, you too are on. So, been on hold, hadn't gone on in the last few weeks, or first-time caller, 877-789-2539. But I want to go to Border Patrol or regular Army, or I don't want to think classified or secret. Believe me, I already know all of it. I'm not bragging, I just do. But about what you think about the border deployment. Is it enough? Only a few hundred have showed up so far. 15,000 is supposed to be there in the next month. That's not enough. They're busing them up. They're going to hit in the next 2 or 3 days. They're already hitting right now, as I told you. But the big, aggressive, militarized ones with firebombs and Molotov cocktails and guns, including AK-47s, these are a UN jihadi invasion force with hardcore commies holding up their kids right in front of them. So what's your take on that? You'll go to the head of the line. At least for the first few calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And then, people are like, man, why are you so fired up? The globalists are trying to literally destroy me. I'm just a loyal American. It's all happening. The Democrats are literally globalist invasion force leaders. I mean, I'm a loyal American. Pick your side, people. This isn't rhetoric. They want me off the air and you off the air and thousands of others ahead of this. They're planning bombs. They're planning false flags. They're planning mass shootings. They're planning race riots. Every Hollywood show, every movie is race war. This is total globalist BS. And we need your financial support. Plus, you need the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't wear your colors proud, we've got shirts that will only help you meet patriots that say things like Molon Lave or things like that. Or you want to really get in the fight, but they'll try to kill you in blue areas. I'm serious. It's amazing to see how criminal they are. Or a Trump-Pence 2020 shirt, or an Alex Jones shirt, or an InfoWars shirt. We've got incredible designs of George Washington, French and Indian War, and just all sorts of other really cool, the InfoWars Tiananmen Square Tank Man shirt, and Reelect 45 shirt, and Forbidden Information shirts. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And X3. They tried to suppress us, but that which did not stop us only made us stronger. We now have X3 even better deep earth crystals with two other forms of iodine for activation, a tiny amount of vitamin C to make it come into the magic formula of X3.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Other
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, it's in the WikiLeaks 2 years ago plus, where you've got top psychological warfare professors sending Hillary emails saying, we got to go race war, we got to go culture war, every level, everybody fighting, kneeling near the national anthem, whites are bad, America's bad, just to cause total division. Because people want prosperity, and we can't deal with Trump's message to just make it race war. Well, photo, NFL cheerleader takes a knee during national anthem. She'll get lots of attention from the media, and she's saying America's bad. She's saying she's bad. Because, quote, minorities are the majority now in most areas. It's your country. But they don't want you to identify with private property and right to self-defense and all this stuff. They want you to identify with socialism and communism. So when Michael Moore says the demographics of white people dying, he means, oh, we think we can brainwash minorities because they're stupid, he thinks, into supporting, not wanting what made America great. Bill Kristol, lazy white working class Americans should be replaced by immigrants. Remember that? New York Times op-ed this week brags of replacing embittered white conservative minority, literal white genocide. Opinion, we can replace them, white people. And you go, oh my God, they say get rid of whites as white genocide. Michelle Goldberg, I should say someone's white. And then it's like, oh, they're crazy. They say we want to replace them. Michael Moore tells angry white American guys to give it up. Whites are inherently bad. Well, I agree. Doesn't seem to be a bunch of weird, evil white people doing all this. How can I cure my white guilt? New York Times. Do whatever we say. That's how you do it. See, now it's like, oh, you're bad. Everyone's you're white. They're all like KKK now because they got taught it's okay to be racist if it's a white. See, we're going to don't be scared. Do whatever we say. But it's not minorities that are even doing it. It's weird white controllers getting some minorities to get into this weird cult. This is sick. God, this is so cold-blooded. Can my children be friends with white people? New York Times. Probably not, she says. They're bad. Inherently a group. White women, come get your people. That's right. Oh, the establishment gets women scared and says, come with us and we won't kill you. Like Humongous says in Road Warrior.
Just give us the gas, spare your lives.
It's a reasonable proposition. And then you know what happens when they try to... Humongous kills them.
Bring in the radical Muslims. It's so good in their countries. Thanks, Islam.
Why white supremacists are chugging milk and why eugenicists are alarmed? I'm not joking. Milk is racist. New York Times. They make everything racist. Don Lemon. Whites are the biggest terrorists. They're the inherent evil. He word for word says, you don't want to talk about people as a group, but whites are evil. That's all just lately. And now in Fort Worth, Texas, someone put up it's okay to be white flyers. We put them out saying it's okay to be white, it's okay to be black. Nobody bit on that. It's okay to be, it's great to be human was the full poster. And, oh, everyone agrees, this is bad. Oh, no, white is bad. And they just go find the people, the followers, the slaves, the idiots, the, like, virtue signal. I think it's very frightening. They're just all over the news saying whites are inherently bad. And then, look, he's a good leftist. He tears it down. He's a... What they showed in the New York Times yesterday about Soros. Yeah, he gave $32 billion this year to crush Trump. And it shows in Hungary Soros activists pulling down with metal scrapers. With metal scrapers. The Soros sign put up during the campaign saying Soros has spent billions trying to overthrow our country. Let's not let this guy do this to us. Let's vote for our sovereignty and control our borders. But the good Soros people, thank God, they came out and they all tore down that billboard. Yay! And this person walks over. It's not okay to be white. I'm an old, weird white lady. I'm going to virtue signal, and I'm going to walk over, and I'm going to tear that down. We pull up yesterday's New York Times. It was something like, Soros, once a target of the fringe, now mainstream right-wing attacking. He didn't do anything. He just gave $32 billion this year. All other Republican spending outnumbered 32 to 1. My God, he just $32 billion. He just funds half of O'Rourke and a human invasion force. My goodness, why are they upset? Yeah, the New York Times did a whole video attacking me and Glenn Beck about it. But if you show the New York Times articles, what I'm saying, it's titled, once fringe to attack Soros, now it's mainline Republican. And then it says, yeah, he basically runs everything, but we're tearing down signs against him. So don't worry, there it is. How vilification of George Soros moved from the fringes to mainstream. Now scroll down. Or I guess you got the video up there. Yeah, no, there's an article. And the article is them pulling down signs saying he's against free speech. I mean, you talk about solid gold. But again, that's what the left's all about, is contradicting. How dare him say Soros is behind it? I have Soros in Reuters. Dr. McCam shot, please. Funding the Middle Eastern, the African, and the Latin American invasions with MasterCard paying them thousands of dollars per leg to do it. That's Reuters 2 years ago. Reuters. But don't worry, people have rejected it, so now they're denying he's behind it. He's not behind it. It's not illegal to fund human smuggling. There's nothing going on. He didn't do anything. But then we've got John Stewart. John Stewart, that little sweetsie. And he's just up there being nice. He's like, Trump says the borders are collapsing. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. That's ridiculous. It's far worse, Mr. Stewart. Here it is.
I'm watching the midterms. Man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming. Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Guys, do me a favor. Bring me yesterday's stack, please. Because I want to go through it, because I'm going to show people like I did yesterday. Because I'm going to do it. Soros' people pulling down billboards. Yes, you found the version of the video in the New York Times. There's an article of the same headline that is an article. And it's got them pulling down the billboards. That's what I'm saying. I know there's a video. You're hearing Jeopardy music now in the background, folks, because I sure am. There it is. Oh, that's a video. Oh. Okay, let's do this. We had the video yesterday. I want to play the video then. We're going to play the video, and then I'm going to come out there. No big deal. And I'm going to get it out of my yesterday's stack. Because yesterday's stack has them with the photo of activists in Hungary pulling down the billboards. And because I have to show everyone what I say. Because they say it doesn't exist. I will show you. But again, George Soros, MasterCard, to partner to aid migrants and refugees. Reuters reporting on it all. Officially Reuters. Officially MasterCard is announcing. And I have MasterCard officially announcing that they are paying for it all with George Soros from MasterCard.com. But they say it doesn't exist. This is how stupid they think you are. That's MasterCard.com. 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 With George Soros funding it. MasterCard.com. MasterCard.com. Telling you, their enemy, that it isn't happening. Let's go to the New York Times piece. Here it is.
I'm George Soros.
The caravan, I feel that all these people are being paid off.
I believe it's paid for by George Soros.
George Soros, the billionaire Democratic fundraiser who has long been villainized in certain right-wing circles.
Billionaire George Soros bankrolls the resistance.
He's been the target of anti-Semitic smears and is often at the center of conspiracy theories.
Who's behind the puppets? Who's the puppet master? George Soros.
Accused of everything from secretly influencing left-wing policy to funding a caravan of migrants going north toward the United States.
Well, who do you think is behind these caravans? A lot of speculation that it's George Soros.
George Soros.
George Soros.
The likes of Soros.
These fabulations have been common on the fringes for years.
George Soros' Open Society Foundation.
But now, his name saturates nearly every corner of the GOP ecosystem. You hear it from voters in small towns in southern Illinois.
George Soros, I believe, is paying all these people.
On primetime newscasts on Fox.
George Soros.
George Soros.
George Soros.
And even from the president himself.
George Soros.
The longtime investor and philanthropist became the target of misinformation and conspiracies starting in the 1990s. Extremists in the U.S. and Europe cast him as a central figure in a secret cabal of Jews and globalists working to take over the world.
A frontman for the House of Rothschild called George Soros. Bilderberg Group.
But Soros is no longer only invoked in fringe anti-Semitic conspiracies. In 2004, he became a target for Republicans more broadly when he donated $27 million in an effort to defeat then-President George W. Bush.
If he re-elects President Bush, we are telling the world...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.